You know, often, Brad, we like to see Mats Holm, speed the game up. This is one time where they just need to maybe slow down just a tad.
Yeah, I mean, I think they want to keep the pace that they've got. They like that. They just need to, as they get around the goal, slow down. You know, Witten's been in there a couple times and too fast, and Anna the same way. We just need to slow down. And here's the deal. We just need to hit our threes. We've had wide open threes, and let's see if we can hit some threes and see if they open this game.
Well, Lakin Moore does try the three. It goes off the right side of the backboard. No good. And Valley View has their first possession of the quarter as they lead 15-12. Ball goes down on the low block to Will Banks. She gets the basket, and she draws a foul.
Yeah, that started with getting beat off the dribble right there. And when Anna tried to come over and help, they were able to dump the ball down to Will Banks. And Will Banks finished through the contact and chance to get a three-point play.
That's Anna McLaren's second personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second quarter against the Lady Bombers. Brianna Huff checking back in for Valley View as she replaces Bella Seaman. By the way, checking in between quarters for the Lady Blazers also was, let's see, I had the number a moment ago. Okay, there it is. It's Isla Bigham, a 5'4 junior. So Annika Wilbanks will try to convert the three-point play, and she does. And it's a six-point lead now for Valley View, 18-12 our score, as we're 24 seconds into the second quarter. Rittenberg checked in just a moment ago. She'll kick it to Husky on the right side. She banks in her three.
We've banked in a lot of threes so far this year.
No kidding.
We'll continue to do it. Hopefully that opens up the buckets for us here.
And that makes it a one-possession game, 18-15, Valley View up, 7:19 left in the half. Here is Fagan with it.
10.
And then ball is knocked away, though, and stolen by Mountain Home as Valley View turns it over. Here's Rittenberg back the other way with it.
Everybody in the stands knows when it's 10 because that shot clock gets down to 25.
Well, Rittenberg just found the lane. Just, no one closed the lane, and she went in for the easy layup. Good awareness by her. Down to a one-point margin now, 18-17, Valley View up. And now Coleman gets the steal in the backcourt. She goes in for the layup, can't get to go. Offensive rebound for Moore. She puts it back up and in, and we've got our third lead change.
Good turnover right there for Witten as she comes in and does a running trap. Went down, got her shot blocked, but Lakin, good job not giving up on the play. Coming from back behind and was able to put that ball back up in.
Matsonoma up 19-18 with 6:43 left in the half. Bella Seaman comes back in, replacing Isla Bigham.
That's the start the Lady Bombers needed here to start this second quarter.
And they almost come up with a turnover in the backcourt, and it's going to be a jump ball. And it is going to be Valley View's ball, though, on the possession arrow. But still good defense there.
Yeah, still really good defense. Bailey and Witten, those two can get in your space in a hurry. They can get in your dome in a hurry, too, with the aggressiveness that they had. Those two right there caused that jump ball.
A baseball pass into the front court is secured by Will Banks as she beats Fosnes for the layup. Can't get it to go, though, and the rebound's controlled by Husky. She will find Coleman by herself back the other way, going in for the layup. A little too strong, and rebound is knocked around, and it's going to be a foul. Let's see what they're going to call that on. They're going to give that to Bonnie Fagan. They're going to call that on the shot.
Yeah, Livy did a good job with an offensive rebound, coming right back in there behind him.
So that was Bonnie Fagan's second personal foul, team foul number one in this quarter against Valley View. First free throw for Fosnes is up, no good. One more chance to try to expand on Mount Holmes' lead with 6:26 left in the half. Second free throw is up, and Fosnes misses both, and the rebound comes to the Lady Blazers. Back comes Seaman with it. She's going to dribble towards the left corner. Now finds Will Banks in the paint. Over to Reynolds on the right side. She fakes her defender. And looks like a foul's going to be called well before the shot. Lakin Moore picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number two against Mountain Home here in the second quarter. Fagan's going to check out of the game as Maddie Crumback comes in. She is a 5'6 senior. 6:14 left to play in the half. Inbound pass goes to Will Banks in the lane. She's going to put up the layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Fosnes, but she's met by a triple team. And now a foul's going to be it's going to be a jump ball. It will be Mountain's ball in the possession arrow.
Yeah, they had a triple team right there under Livy. Livy's got to kind of step through. She kind of got her feet tangled up on her. And as she's going down, they grab the ball. She looked like she was going to try to sneak that ball through the Lakin over here, though.
Over 6 minutes left to play in the half. Matone with the ball up 19-18. Husky into the front court. Throws over to Moore on the left side. Gives it there to Husky on the wing. She's going to dribble back up to the top. Throws over to Rittenberg on the right side. She's going to get by her defender. Go in for another layup. Good!
Yeah, Bailey's finding her way to the rim tonight. And those shots are going down. Good to see a layup go in for the Lady Bombers.
Huff picks up her dribble. Tries to throw it back to Krembeck, but it goes behind her and out of bounds. And Mountain Home will get it back on their end of the court.
That's a ninth turnover right here. Mountain Home had five, and Valley View had four at the first quarter so far. That's five turnovers in this first 3 minutes and 39 seconds here this second half or second quarter.
Moore inbounds it to Husky. Gives it back to Moore on the right wing. She dribbles up to the top. 21-18, Lady Bombers up. Moore dribbles to the right elbow, now goes into the paint, going in for the leaning jumper, good.
Yeah, here we go. Lady Bombers starting to see some shots go down now. We were getting these looks in the first quarter, now we're getting them and they're starting to fall.
Nine on the night from Blake and Moore. 23-18, Mountain's up by two possessions. Back comes Seamit with it at the low block, and stepped she's called for the travel.
Yep. It's 10 turnover, once again, six to start this quarter here for the Lady Blazers.
5:15, let's play in the half. Mountain gets the ball back, leading by five. Moore will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Man-to-man for Valley View. Moore will give it to Rittenberg. She dribbles to the right elbow. Now picks up a drill, throws out to Husky on the wing. Husky drills towards the corner, gives it there to Coleman. Coleman dribbles into the paint, kicks out to Moore on the right side, and she's going to be called for the travel, they're going to call a foul away from the ball on Livy Fosness.
Wow, Livy was trying to seal her girl down low, and hey, if they're going to call that on this end, they need to call it down here on this end because Will Banks is doing the same thing to Livy.
That's Fosnes' first personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Bombers here in the second quarter. Ball goes into the front court. Ball's knocked away, though, and now a scramble for it. But Huff picks it up, gives it to Will Banks, who's by herself for the easy layup.
Wow, that was a straight scrum by Valley View. I think everybody touched the ball. No one really had a handle on it, and the ball just kind of came up and squirted out into their hands.
Nine on the night for Will Banks. Mountain Home up 23-20 with 4:33 left in the half. Moore goes into the lane for a running jumper. It rolls around and falls in.
Watch out. Lakin's feeling it right now.
She has 11. 25-20, Mountain Home up for 4:23 left in the half. Here is Seaman back the other way with it. She has on the left wing, met by a double team. Kicks it out to Krumbach. Krumbach will throw it over to Huff on the right side. Back to Krumbach up top. Krumbach gets by her defender, finds Huff in the lane, going in for the layup. Off the glass, a little too strong, and the rebound's controlled by Coleman. She's quickly back into the front court. Dribbles on the right side, gives it there to Moore. Moore's going to try the long three-pointer, in and out. And the rebound is controlled by Will Banks. She kicks out to Seaman, who's quickly into the front court, dribbling into the lane, going in for the layup, off the glass and in.
That ball hit everything but the net on Lakin's deep three right there. And, hey, what a great job by your senior point guard down here. Parker ran in front of the defender, made sure she didn't foul, knowing she had two fouls.
Coleman's going to try for the three on the other end, and can't get it to go. The rebound's controlled by Valley View. Mountain Home up 25-22 with 3.5 minutes left to play. Make that 25-24 now as Adele Seaman gets another layup, and Adele Leonard's going to take the timeout. A little break with 3:27 left to play in the half. It is Mountain Home leading Valley View 25-24. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, I'll tell you what, Mount Holmes had their run earlier, but, Valley View staying in this game, trying to speed it up.
Yeah, they're just getting up and down the floor right now. Lady Bombers are tired. Good timeout by Coach Leonard right there. Give the Lady Bombers a break. This is the type of game we want. We want a little scrum like this. We want it to be a little crazy, but then we want to settle down. We want to play quick, but we don't want to play fast. Does that make sense, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Less than 3.5 minutes left to play in the first half. Mounts home with the ball up 25-24. Moore has the ball on the right side. Her long three-pointer will not go. Rebound is knocked around, controlled by Coleman. She'll dribble out to the left wing, throws up top to Husky. Husky dribbles toward the right side. Finds Moore at the free throw line. She puts up the turnaround jumper, will not go. Coleman gets offensive rebound. She puts it up at basket, rolls around, body falls in, and she draws a foul.
Cora Whitten. That's two offensive rebounds this possession. And it was funny. Did you see when that shot finally fell? She held both hands up in the air like, thank goodness, here we go.
Well, let's see who it picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number two against the Lady Blazers here in the second quarter. So Whitten Coleman will go to the free throw line to try to convert the three-point play and make it a two-possession game.
She's just like her mama.
Coleman's free throw is up and good. She has three on the night. 28-24, matching them up. A little over 3 minutes left in the half. Man, I'll tell you, that ball bounced around several times before.
It did. It's kind of, with the night she's having down low, you just expected that to fall out, but glad it fell in for her.
Yep. Here's Huff with it on the left side. Throws it down to Seaman near the corner. Picks up a dribble, now kicks out to Crum back on the wing. Over on the elbow to Will Banks. She finds Reynolds cutting into the lane. Her layup won't go, but she draws the foul, and she'll head to the free throw line with 2:39 left in the half. Bailey Rittenberg picks up her first personal foul. That is the fourth team foul against Mount Holmes. So since Reynolds is at the free throw line, it'll be Valley View shooting free throws for the rest of this half.
So Mountain Home right now is out rebounding Valley View 16-6. 16-6. We got nine offensive rebounds that have led to a total of 9 points. So it looks like, you know, our best offense is to get the ball up and then go get the rebounds.
Reynolds missed her first free throw. Has one more to shoot. Second shot is up, and she gets one of two. By the way, just checking in for Valley View is Evie Smith, a 5'5 senior. It's back to a one-possession game now, 28-25, Mountain Home up. About 2.5 minutes left play in the half. Ball goes to Husky in the right corner. She will kick it out to Moore on the wing. Moore fakes her defender, dribbles into the lane, puts up the jumper, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Will Banks.
Yeah, Lakin did a good job getting her girl up in the air right there and then got to the lane, just couldn't hit the jumper.
Ball is with Will Banks, throws it to Seaman near the left corner. She's going to drill into the lane. Now her pass knocked away, and a scramble for it. It's going to be a fight for the ball. It will be Valley View's ball, as they call a jump ball.
I tell you, it's just like that offensive line that's always leaning on you and leaning on you. Right now, Mountain Home is just leaning on Valley View. Every loose ball, they've got two or three girls down on top of a Valley View girl. They're going to get tired eventually here.
Bella Seaman checks out of the game, and she's replaced by Racy Pally. And now Jayla Yonkers comes in for the Lady Bombers as Parker Husky takes a seat. 2:09 left to play in the half. Valley View will inbound the ball, trailing by three. Inbound pass will be tried to throw it into Will Banks. She couldn't handle it, but she actually was able to pick it up off the body of Coleman. Now she did they count the basket?
No, they didn't.
Okay.
It's on the floor. They got a foul on Sarah. The ball kind of bounced around. Whitten was locked up on her girl man-to-man. The ball was kind of bouncing around behind her. She didn't see the ball right there. But once again, Valley View has kind of had some gratuitous bounces that bounced their way, and that was another one.
I had that as the fifth foul, but they only had that as the fourth. So I guess Valley View will inbound it. The ball goes to Will Banks. She gets a layup. She's now in double figures with 11. Down to a one-point game. Back comes Sarah Williams with it. She'll throw it out to Moore. Moore will dribble to the low block. Finds Yonkers at the free throw line. Out to Moore on the left wing. She drills toward the low block once again. Pulls up for the jumper. Good.
There you go, Lakin. Way to get those feet set.
Lakin Moore with 18 points. I'm sorry, with 13 points. It is a 30-27 Mountain Home up with 1:33 left to play in the half. Here is Smith with it, dribbling to the low block. Now kicks out to Will Banks to the free throw line. She's going to go up for the layup. No good. And the rebound's chased down by Yonkers.
And Jayla's been on the rebounding trail tonight.
Yes, she has. Coleman going into lane for the layup. No good. Rebound controlled by Williams. She'll kick it out to Coleman for the three-pointer. Way too strong. Yonkers gets another offensive rebound. She drills into lane, goes in for the layup, rolls around and falls in.
That's another two offensive rebounds right in a row right there.
A sign of just not giving up on the play.
Yep.
Here is Smith with it as Mount Holmes up by five now with less than a minute left to play in the half. Here is Smith dribbling, giving it to Reynolds now. Over to Huff on the right wing. Now it goes up top to Tally. Down to Reynolds near the left corner. She's going to drill into the lane, going in for the layup. And a blocking foul is going to be called. It'll be a two-shot opportunity coming up for Ruby Reynolds.
Yeah, Sarah Williams tried to slide underneath that and take that offensive player control foul right there and just got there just a little late. I would agree with the call right now for the official.
So Sarah Williams picks up her second personal foul, and Valley View is in the bonus for the rest of this half. It will be Ruby Reynolds at the free throw line, where so far she is one of two with 1 point. First free throw in and out. Libby Fawcett's coming back in, replacing Sarah Williams. So So Reynolds with one more free throw, again with 40.9 left in this half. Second shot is up. Good. She gets one of two. She now has 2 points on the night, all from the charity stripe. Parker Husky coming back in for Mountain Home, replacing Bailey Rittenberg.
Mountain Home can get real close. There's 38 on the clock, 32 now on the shot clock. But I don't. Usually Mountain Home's not one that's going to let the time go by.
Well, unfortunately, they turn it over, so now the shot clock is off as Valley View can hold for the last shot if they want.
I think they're going to. Valley View's going to be – Mountain Home's not one that's going to try to hold for the last shot. It looks like Valley View's going to, though.
Ball goes over on the left side to Tally. It's 32-28 right now. Lady Bombers up. Ball goes over on the right side now to Smith. Down to 10. Smith dribbling toward the corner. Takes a screen from Will Banks. Down to 5. Smith drills to the free throw line. Finds Reynolds on the left corner. Down to 2. Reynolds will throw it out. Tally's three-pointer is blocked. And that's the way this first half is going to end. Mountain Home will take a 4-point lead into the locker room. We'll take a break and we'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show when we come back. Our score, Mountain Home leading Valley View 32-28. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The holidays have you in a money crunch, but your furnace is acting up and you need a new heating system? Central Heating and Cooling is here to help, and we have financing options available for you with approved credit. Stop by our office today at 1585 South College or give us a call at 425-4717. You can even apply online at our website at centralheatingandcooling.net. Look for the financing tab. We are not comfortable until you are. Turn to the experts.